from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A major mining company operating in our region has made a $600,000 contribution to physician recruitment at Timmins and District Hospital. Agnico Eagle's money matches the amount put up by both the City of Timmins and the hospital itself. It will all be used to provide a $60,000 startup grant to as many as 30 doctors. Agnico operates three mines in the hospital's catchment area: Detour Lake north of Cochrane, Macassa and Kirkland Lake, and Upper Beaver near KL. Ontario Vice President Andre Leyte says the company's participation is partly because it anticipates increasing its workforce from the current 3,000 to 4,000 workers.
To ensure that our people, not just the employees, but the families, the friends, everyone that lives here in Ontario, have a sustainable life here.
Currently, the hospital is short 25 specialists and 20 primary care physicians. Some Timmins Transit riders might have fallen victim to an April Fool's prank that City Hall doesn't think is funny at all. A Facebook post offers free passes to the first 30 takers who clicked on the link to pay a small fee. But the city says transit posts are shared on official City of Timmins pages only. It advises that unless you're sure the offer is from the city, be suspicious and alert. Steps have been taken to report the page, post, and links. Premier Doug Ford says today is more like Termination Day than Liberation Day south of the border. He says U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs will put millions of American jobs at risk and raise costs for families across the U.S. Ford was on MSNBC this morning and says he'd be willing to drop Ontario's tariffs on American goods if Trump drops his. The U.S. president's retaliatory tariffs are meant to match charges levied by countries on American imports. Five federal parties are being allowed to participate in this month's televised debates. The Independent Leaders Debates Commission says the five filled at least two of the three conditions for participation. Liberal leader Mark Carney, Conservative head Pierre Poilievre, the NDP's Jagmeet Singh, Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanchet, and Green Party co-leader Jonathan Pedneau will face off in the French language debate on April 16th, followed by the English language debate the following evening. During the last federal election, only one of the three conditions had to be met. The leader of the People's Party of Canada, Maxime Bernier, says the change is a deliberate attempt to keep him out of the debates.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.